Welcome to Zikru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar. And now it's time for our Grandpa Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics covering 7 blot in Maseches Megillah, going from Daf Yadalad all the way to Daf Chaf. Just a reminder, it's more important to answer the questions correctly than to answer within the time that I prescribe. So if you need more time, just press the pause button. Here we go. Question number 1. Which daf do we learn that the two nighttime mitzvahs are Ksiras HaOmer and Mikra Megillah? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that one is not permitted to read the Megillah out of order? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that the removal of the Tabas, the signet ring, was more powerful than the impact of all the Nevi'im and the Nevi'os? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that the Shechina departed from Esther when she entered the Beis HaTzlamim and she called out, Kaili, Kaili, Lama Azavtani? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that Yosef's crying as he fell on Binyamin's neck is an allusion to the two temples that will be built in Binyamin's portion that are destined to be destroyed? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss a Ben-Ir who stays over at a Chrach and a Ben-Chrach who stays over in an Ir? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 7. Which have we learned the source that Amud HaShachar is considered day? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 8. Which have we learned the reasons for the order of the brachos in the Shemoneh Esrei? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf are multiple reasons given as to why Esther invited Haman to the Suda with Achashverosh? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 10. Which daf are three reasons given as to why Hallel is not recited on Purim? That's on Daf Yadalad. Good. Number 11. Which daf do we have the various sources for mitzvahs that must be performed during the day? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 12. Which daf do we learn that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avim based on the fact that Yaakov Avinu wasn't punished for the 14 years he was in the yeshiva of Aver? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 13. Which daf do we learn that Hasach was Daniel and two reasons are given as to why he was called Hasach? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 14. Which daf do we learn why Yoshi HaMelech went to Chulda HaNaviah instead of Yirmiyahu? That's on Daf Yadalah. Good. Number 15. Which daf do we learn that the Megillah must be read in order, and if one came in the middle when the Megillah was being read, he has to start the Megillah reading from the beginning? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 16. Which daf do we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu by the Luchos what the Chachamim would innovate in the future, referring to Mikra Megillah? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 17. Which daf do we learn a foreigner can listen to the Megillah in Hebrew even if he does not understand the language? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 18. Which daf do we learn that the 10 names of Haman's sons and Aseres should be said in one breath, and that the long vav in Vayezasa is an allusion to the long pole that they were hung on? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 19. Which daf do we learn Haman was humiliated when he took Mordechai around and Mordechai kicked him as he stepped on him to get on the horse? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 20. Which daf do we learn that one is not permitted to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore after he's completed the Shemoneh Esrei? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. And number 21. Which daf do we have a four-way machlokes regarding how much of the Megillah must be read in order for one to fulfill his chiyuv? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Excellent. Right. That concludes this Grandpa quiz. I highly recommend doing this quiz soon again and in subsequent weeks to increase your fluency with the Simanim. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.